This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV, USA Radio, the most fan-friendly show in America. I love to hear from you. You inspire me. You motivate me. I get my energy from you. I get my best ideas from you. So right at the top of the show, I want to tell everyone to email me anytime, 24 hours a day. I read every single one of them. Sometimes it takes me a day to get to them, but I try and answer every one of them. And you can rest assured if I don't answer, I read it and I appreciate it, but I've got 100 more waiting. But you give me all my best ideas, and I love connecting with my fans. And as so many of you know, I do answer most of them. You know, whenever I can, if I can grab a free 10 minutes, I quickly answer 20 emails, just the way I am. I love my fans, and I appreciate every single one of you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email address. Love to hear from you. So we all know the biggest news story in America besides the election, you know, besides Warren dropping out today, Elizabeth Warren, despite, you know, separate from Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and President Trump. The number one news story in America is certainly coronavirus. And even though it's so weird and it's so ironic that I was the first conservative host, I believe, in America to talk about this in the middle of January when nobody recognized what was going on. I said, there is a terrible situation developing in China, and it's so much worse than they want you to know. And people are dying in such bigger numbers than they want you to know. And the government is covering it up, and it could cause problems all around the world, and it could cause a global economic disaster. And I was saying that. Go back to the Newsmax reels. I've got the proof. I was the first one in the country warning about it. But now I'm kind of the opposite guy, because now I've had time to study it. And I now realize that 18,000 people died of the flu, not worldwide, just in America since October. 32 million got the flu and 18,000 died of the flu. And I believe the number is 250,000 were hospitalized with the flu in the United States of America since October. And nobody thought, I'm not getting on a cruise ship. Nobody thought, I'm not going to a concert. Nobody thought, let's go to Costco and buy up every piece of toilet paper, tissue, paper towel, and hand sanitizer in the entire world. Nobody thought that while people were dropping and dying all around us. It happens every day. 18,000 dead people, very sad, very tragic. I don't like it. I don't want anybody I love to ever die at any age, even if they're 90 and in a nursing home. I don't want someone I love to die, so I'm not trying to make light of it. But 18,000 people died all around us, and nobody cared, and no one changed their public habits. And now everybody's decided, let's kill the American economy. Let's stop shopping. Let's stop going to movie theaters. Let's stop eating out at restaurants. Let's destroy every Chinese restaurant in America. Let's stop drinking Corona beer. That's the single stupidest thing I've ever heard. Did you know that? Corona beer sales are down dramatically. They're like putting them out of business because it sounds like coronavirus. But Corona beer has nothing to do with coronavirus. And Chinese restaurants in Chinatown have nothing to do with coronavirus unless you assume that all the workers are from China and just got back from there. I don't think people fly back and forth living in poverty as a waiter or a chef at a Chinese restaurant. I don't think they fly back and forth to China on a daily basis. Okay, I don't think they're back there with coronavirus. I'm a lifelong lover of Chinese cuisine, by the way. Probably eat Chinese 3-4 times a week. And have not stopped and have not slowed down. And have not stopped going into crowds. I just got tickets for 2 Las Vegas Knights games. There's going to be 18,000 people there. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I have no idea what you're all afraid of. So here's the article that proves Wayne Root is right. I was the guy who told you it's bad in China. But that's because they're a third world nation. They live in poverty. They have compromised immune systems. They breathe in air that's black with pollution, thick with smoke. And they smoke cigarettes 85 times an hour. Okay? The average Chinese man smokes packs and packs of cigarettes. Their lungs are compromised. Of course it's worse in China. And they have a government-run healthcare system. So once you go in, you're dead. The doctors make, you know, $12,000 a year, just like the janitor. So, of course the system stinks, and people are not well taken care of. But here's the deal. This is a great article I found at one of my favorite websites, Zero Hedge. Death toll hits 9 as the outbreak spreads. That was the Wall Street Journal headline the other day. Death toll hits 9. How can you say that with a straight face? So the death toll hits 9, all of them in the state of Washington. And guess what? They were all in nursing homes or hospitals. And they were either very elderly or they had badly compromised immune systems. This is the fact. The facts tell us that exceptionally high risks of fatal infection from COVID-19, which is coronavirus, among elderly people living close together in nursing homes or hospitals. That's what the fact tells you. Not that all of us need to run for our lives. If you're watching my show and you're like 80 years old, which plenty of my viewers are, you know, the reality is that conservatives tend to be a little older. So my audience is 40 and above. A lot of them are 50 and above. A lot of them are 60 and above. And from the letters I get, many of you are 70s and 80s, and you love this show. And so there is a risk if you're 80 years old or older. That's a fact. There is a risk if you're in a nursing home. There is a risk if you're in a hospital. There is a risk if you have a compromised immune system. There is a risk if you're dying right now of stage 4 lung cancer. You could get coronavirus and you will die of pneumonia. I get that. These are things to worry about for every person who faces those risk factors. But for the average American, especially young, healthy, or middle-aged Americans, there's almost nothing to worry about. Relax. The ongoing COVID-19 outbreak, coronavirus, in Kirkland, Washington, at the Life Care Nursing Home and Evergreen Hospital, represents high concentrations of vulnerable seniors. In other words, they're very old, and may be very decrepit, and may be very sick, and they have compromised immune systems, and they're all living right next to each other. So if an old person in room A gets coronavirus, someone in B and C and D will get it too. They're coughing on each other. I get it. All but 2 of the deaths were in their 70s or 80s. The other 2 were in their 50s and had underlying health conditions. And Evergreen Hospital has 2 more in critical condition in their 70s and 90s, both with underlying conditions, which must mean they have cancer. It might mean they have Alzheimer's. It might mean they have diabetes. It might mean they have heart disease. And so they're not healthy. They're very weak. And the first flu that comes along could kill them. But this doesn't mean America has to stop going to sporting events. Why did I just go out and book 2 Las Vegas Knights hockey ticket games? Why? I must be crazy. And you know, I'm bringing to the game my fiance and my kids. I must be a terrible person. And why did I go give a speech at the Nevada Republican Club 2 days ago? And it was literally the most well-attended speech, oversold, overbought, sold out in the history of the club. Hundreds of people waiting for me. And you know what I did? I shook all their hands. I hugged all the women. I hugged a lot of the men that I knew. I took photos where I was squeezing up against people I didn't know. You must think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Nothing has changed. I did all that when the flu was killing 18,000 people. Why would I worry about it when coronavirus is this boogeyman with a name? It's like nobody's worried about the flu, but everyone's worried about Godzilla. Right? You give it a name, a scary name, Godzilla. You know, the swamp creature, whatever name, the Loch Ness Monster. And that's a scary thing. But if you just say, oh, look at that guy over there, he's kind of dangerous, nobody's really scared. Godzilla, they're scared. So coronavirus has become Godzilla. And so here's what we learned from literally Katrina Zimmer's her name. And she's a scientist, and she writes in The Scientist. And she provides an excellent summary. The latest data from China stem from an analysis of about 45,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. And on the whole, it suggests that the people most likely to develop severe forms of COVID-19, coronavirus, are those with pre-existing illness, just what I've told you all along, and the elderly, just what I've told you all along. While less than 1% of people who are otherwise healthy died from the disease, so there are some healthy people who die from the disease, but perhaps they're big smokers and they've ruined their lungs. Perhaps they've got diabetes. The fatality rate for people with cardiovascular disease, so major heart problems, is about 10.5%, much higher. That same figure was 7.3% for people with diabetes and 6% for those with chronic respiratory disease, meaning your lungs have emphysema or lung cancer. And that 6% figure also includes people with cancer. Overall, 2.3% of known cases in China, this is the important word, known cases proved fatal. But many experts say that is likely a gigantic overestimate of the mortality rate because many mild cases are never reported or go undiagnosed. Patients 80 or older were most at risk, with 14.8% of them dying. 80 or older, you get coronavirus, 14.8% chance of dying. The Scientist article points out the death rate being less than 1% among the healthy, and also the point that 2.3% of Chinese get it fatally. That is an overestimate because many mild cases go undiagnosed. So think about this for a minute. You live in China, and they're telling you like 2% of the people that get coronavirus die. And they're telling you that like 100,000 people have coronavirus, when in reality it might be 1 million people with coronavirus. So the amount who died is actually infinitesimal. But you didn't know about the other 900,000 cases. Why? Because if I lived in China and I had a slight fever and a cough, I would hide in my house for 2 weeks until it went away. But I wouldn't go to a hospital. Number one, you go to the hospital, you catch the severe form, because everybody's sick and dying at a hospital. And number two, the minute the Chinese authorities find out you have coronavirus, people come and get you in a spacesuit. People come and get you like you've touched the most fatal toxic mixture in the world, and they come in spacesuits and take you away, and you never see your family again. You probably spend your life in a prison breaking rocks. So of course nobody reports mild symptoms in China. So the death rate is probably less than 1%. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion out. And it tastes great, too. Real water is up their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, so many great messages coming in from all of you. I appreciate it. WayneRoot@gmail.com, love to hear from you. Again, sticking with the theme of coronavirus, the jobless claims fall to 216,000 last week, suggesting the labor market remains strong despite coronavirus fears. Look, I have no doubt there's going to be a hit. No doubt the global economy is going to take a hit, and that makes sure the American economy takes a hit. Come on. If China isn't, you know, in business anymore, and Europe's hit, and South America's hit, and America's going strong, guess what? We're not going to continue to go strong because we do depend on the global economy. So eventually it's going to hit us, and we have supply chain problems, of course, because so much of our stuff is made in China. But haven't I been telling you that's the proof? It should be America first. Trump is right. The supply chain needs to be in America, especially for antibiotics and prescription drugs and masks and things like that. It's a national economic necessity and a national emergency, healthcare emergency, medical emergency, that we create these products in the United States. Trump is right again. But having said all that, it's going to be a hit on the American economy, and it's going to be a very big hit on the global economy, and it's going to be a disastrous hit on the Chinese economy. But so far, we're not seeing much of it. Knock on wood. Let's hope and let's pray that it continues to be not a bad hit. But last week, not only was it not a hit, it was really good. Jobless claims went down by 3,000. Great sign. And here's one you won't hear on the mainstream news tonight, I guarantee you. Trump solves a problem caused by Obama-era regulation, which was stalling the ability to test for coronavirus. All the liberals do all day long is yell and scream about Trump, not enough test kits available. So here's President Trump addressing the issue. The Obama administration made a decision on testing that turned out to be a very detrimental one to what we're trying to accomplish. We undid that decision a few days ago so that the testing could take place at a much more accurate and rapid fashion, Trump said. That was a decision we disagreed with, meaning by Obama. We disagree with Obama's decision. I don't think we would have made it, but for some reason it was made. But we've undone that decision. Another example of the unanticipated effects of overregulation from the Obama administration. And basically what it was a policy that said you can only have a test kit that's approved by the FDA, by the federal government. You can't do it on the state level. And so, you know, if the federal government can't build them fast enough, push them out fast enough, manufacture them fast enough, then guess what? You won't have a test kit. Well, that's silly. I'd rather have a test kit. I'd rather it be built here in Las Vegas or manufactured in I was going to say California for a minute, picking out of random air, but I don't want anything manufactured out of California anymore. Maybe Oklahoma or Missouri or Florida or Alabama. But I don't want anything manufactured in California anymore. But I'll kind of take any test kit from anywhere as opposed to Obama regulation that limits how you fund, how you create test kits. The big news of the day, I saved the best for the last of this segment. Trump says he's going to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities. Standing ovation for President Trump. Even though I stand the whole three-hour radio show, I'm standing now. I don't know if some of you think I sit. I stand the entire show. This is a stand-up desk, and I'm standing up doing this TV show for an hour, and I stand up for my whole three-hour radio show, and I'm giving a standing ovation to President Trump because I can't think of better news. I wish it was my birthday because that would be the greatest birthday present ever. I can't think of anything I want more in this world than to bring sanctuary cities to their knees because the rule of law and the United States Constitution and the sovereignty of our country are the three most important things for not only America but any country. If you have no borders, you don't have a country. If you have no borders, you have coronavirus. If you want this country to die, if you want this economy to die, then leave the borders open and let everybody in. I dare you. And offer them all free health insurance. They'll all come. All the sick of the world with coronavirus will come straight to America. Because in the rest of the world, you get no treatment. In America, we'll spend $1 million on an illegal alien who's sick. Wow, are we smart, huh? Really brilliant. Sometimes in life, you have the big heart, you're an idiot. Because you get trampled on. And that's what Democrats are guilty of. You know, they may hate America. They may be stupid. They may be arrogant. They may be vicious. They may be communist or socialist or Marxist. But underneath it all, their claim is they have a big heart. But they don't have a big heart. Because while you're helping an illegal alien, letting illegals in through open borders, you could be putting my kids at risk. And you could be bankrupting the country by giving them free health care and free school education. And while you're giving poor people free health care, like Obamacare, you're destroying the middle class. Do you ever think of the equal and opposite effect of whatever you do? There's an opposite effect to everything you do in life. You screw one person, you help another. Well, don't you worry about the one you're destroying? All right, coming up next, message from Prostate Guide for Men, my trusty sponsor. Guys, you've seen all the ads out there for prostate pills. How do you know which ones are good and which ones are junk? Here's a free guide. Watch the message from the one and only Larry King.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coronavirus emergency spending bill is heading to President Trump's desk after final passage by the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 96, the nays are 1. the 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the one no vote. He was hoping to use foreign aid accounts to offset the billions in coronavirus spending. Trump administration officials are telling Congress that early efforts to suspend travel out of China help slow the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. Speaking before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Acting DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli made it clear that no such action can fully stop the spread of the virus.
All of these steps reduce and delay. They do not stop. We've never suggested we were capable of doing that, and viruses don't care about boundaries.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas,
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
So, I keep reading your emails and your messages to me in between breaks, and they come flying in by the hundreds. And here's one from a fan and viewer named Archie. And Archie says he travels in China nonstop, and he has for 30 years. And he says, away from the main cities, China's not the modern country that we think it is in America. Basic sewage is non-existent, meaning there's no sewers. Water is terrible. Meat is in open markets and covered in flies. I was there and I saw it. And evidently, there's also this huge lake created behind a dam in China. It's on the Yangtze River in the town of Sangduping. And he said, environmentalists complained for years that after 20 years, this dam would become the largest cesspool in the world. Guess what it is 20 years later? And guess where it is? Right near Wuhan. Wuhan is downstream from this Three Gorge Dam. And so he's trying to tell you that it's unsanitary, it's a third world country. He didn't even mention the healthcare is a disaster and a nightmare. Government run, and they don't know what they're doing, and doctors aren't paid enough, and they're not smart like they are in America. You know, in other words, when you pay someone $500,000, $1 million a year, $2 million a year, $3 million a year, you attract the best and the brightest out of every kid in the whole America. They all want to be a surgeon. But in China, who wants to be a surgeon if you get paid the same as a truck driver, right? As a janitor. And so their system doesn't pay a doctor like they do in America, and it's government-run, so you're working for the government. You're never going to get rich. So who wants to be a doctor? Who wants to study all those years? Nobody. But he's not even talking about any of that, the shoddy medical care. He's talking about how filthy, open sewage in the streets, meat with flies buzzing all around it at an open market, unsanitary. So of course people get sick. And then he goes on in his email to talk about their sanitary habits. They all spit in the middle of the street. They spit wherever they are, and the spit's flying up in the air. God, if somebody has coronavirus, everybody's going to get it. So it's a very unsanitary place. You just don't realize how great America is. We are the greatest nation in the history of the world ever blessed by God. And we're not going to be, you know, beaten down by coronavirus the way they are in a third world hellhole that China really is for the average Chinese citizen. Not for the ultra rich, but for the average citizen. All right. So that's why I'm not that worried here. It's going to happen. It's going to spread. People are going to get it. 32 million people got the flu since October. So maybe it'll be millions who get coronavirus, or maybe it'll be nothing like SARS. But even if millions get it, I just proved to you with that scientific article that it will not be that bad. Most people get mild symptoms only, and the only people left to worry are the elderly and the immune compromised and somebody who's got cancer or heart disease. Yes, you have to worry. So I mentioned in the last segment that Trump says he will withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities. Now we ran out of time. So I want to tell you about it. Trump put out a tweet today. As per the recent federal court ruling, the federal government will be withholding funds from sanctuary cities. They should change their status and go non-sanctuary. Do not protect criminals. So, great stuff. I couldn't ask for a better, you know, Christmas gift, Valentine's gift, and birthday all rolled into one. I can't stand the fact that in my country, the rule of law no longer matters. And that, literally, the United States Constitution no longer matters. And that the sovereignty of our border no longer matters. And that anybody can disregard the law if you're a Democrat, and it doesn't matter. You don't like the law in a sanctuary city, so you say, I don't care. I'm not going to carry it out anymore. I'm not going to uphold it anymore. I'm not going to arrest people anymore. I'm going to protect bad guys in my sanctuary city, which goes against federal law. I just don't understand how that ever happened in the United States of America. I could totally go along with the fact that liberals don't like the rules, and that they want to fight it, and they want to hold nationwide protests, and they want to elect their candidates to try and undo those rules. I can live with that. That's called America. That's called freedom. That's what a republic is all about. You fight for what you believe in. I disagree completely, but you fight for it, fine. We all fight. Whoever wins, though, and keeps the law the way it is, you can't break it. But no, liberals laugh at the law. And that's got to stop. And my only, you know, negative to this is my guess is President Trump withholds some minor funding, like maybe, you know, funds for police department. What he should be withholding is every single federal dollar for a city that breaks federal law and ignores You know, the laws of the United States of America, the immigration laws of the United States, number one, should be serious money. Really bring them to their knees. And number two, you should be arresting President Trump, the politicians in these cities that ignore federal law and ignore our Constitution. Arrest them. Make an example of them. That's the only way we're ever going to stop this nonsense. You're not going to do it, Jai, by withholding some small amount of federal funding. You got to withhold all the money to a city or a state that's a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state, and you got to perp walk the mayor and his city council people out of City Hall. But anyway, look, little by little, let's be thankful. Let's be thankful for everything that's happening. President Trump has worked so hard to change this country, and we were on our way to oblivion. This was not going to be America anymore. If Hillary was elected, that would have been the end of America. And now we've still got hope. We've really got hope, thanks to President Trump. And the Supreme Court, thank God President Trump added two real conservatives to the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. Illegal immigrants could face criminal charges for using stolen info on tax documents. I mentioned this earlier in the week. It's worth mentioning again. There are articles out about it right now. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday, so 2 days ago, 48 hours ago, that illegal immigrants use stolen personal information when filing tax forms for employment can face criminal charges, despite federal laws which liberal justices say should protect those committing fraud. Can you imagine where we are as a country? Is any judge out there protect Wayne Root from committing fraud? If I commit fraud, am I protected because I'm white? Because I'm a citizen? Because I'm an American? No, I'm going to go to jail. But if you happen to be a person of color, and you happen to be an illegal immigrant, and you're from some poor country like Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, oh my God, it's a different set of rules for you. Do you think that's right? It's not. It's not. It's discrimination, it's racism, and it's wrong. It's a protected class of criminals. Now, let's get back to the Democrat presidential primary. Because at the sports betting sites around the world, Bernie Sanders is now a huge underdog, Joe Biden a huge favorite. Joe Biden's minus 640. My great friend Richie, who keeps up with this stuff, told me today Joe Biden is a 640 favorite, meaning really higher than 6 to 1. 640 to 100, 6.4 to 1. They just think that Bernie Sanders no longer has any chance. He headed into Super Tuesday with a chance to put it away. No one would have ever caught him until they got to a brokered convention, and then they probably would have stolen it from him, as I always said. But now he's not in the lead. They resume it, most probably. Because here's a poll that shows in Florida, Bernie Sanders polls at 12% after cheering Fidel Castro, and polls at 12%. Let's see whose poll this is. Florida Politics reported. Latest poll, Joe Biden 61%, Bernie Sanders 12%. See, the Cuban vote matters. Bernie Sanders killed himself by praising Fidel Castro. Killed himself. And here's an interesting development, because I've never studied Joe Biden's tax plans, because I never thought Joe Biden had any chance to win the nomination. Between the fact that he sounds like half the time he's got senility, you know, I mean, it's not a funny thing. You're not supposed to laugh at it. I'm not laughing at it. It's a serious thing. I'm very sad for Joe Biden. But he doesn't seem to be all there. His synapses aren't firing quickly, right? There's a problem with his brain synapses. But you've also got this terrible Ukrainian situation, okay? You've also got his son, right, Hunter Biden. And then you've got another big negative for Joe Biden. He was the vice president for 8 years under Obama, who was the worst economic president in the history of the United States of America. Right? How can anyone want to elect the guy that presided over 8 years of the Obama economy? The only president in the history of America. You know, I'm talking about since 1776, there was never a president who had every single year never reach in his entire administration, not 1 year ever reached 3% GDP, economic growth. Not 1 year. He's the only guy to ever achieve that dubious result. And Joe Biden is taking credit for that economy. Who wants to go back to the Obama economy? I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Who wants to be a millionaire? Remember that game show? We should have a new one. Who wants to go back to the Obama economy? Raise your hands. Why? It was the worst economy since the Great Depression. And if you want to call it an economic recovery, which I never did, it wasn't a recovery. It was 8 years of an Obama Great Depression, papered over by zero interest rates, basically, for the entire 8 years, and the Fed pumping trillions into the system to keep us from a total collapse, and that made the stock market go up and made Obama look, you know, slightly better than completely incompetent and a total failure. But I never thought Biden would actually be in the position he's in right now. It shouldn't look that way until the Democrat Party fixed the system again and bribed Klobuchar and bribed Beto O'Rourke and bribed, who's the other one that dropped out, Mayor Pete. In my opinion, they were all bribed. They were all offered gigantic bribes. I don't mean money in a paper bag like the mafia does. You know, this is legal bribes. This is you drop out, you endorse me, you become the head of commerce. You become the head of education. You become the head of defense. So I never thought it mattered what Biden's tax plan was. I studied Bernie Sanders' tax plan. I studied Mike Bloomberg's tax plan. But Biden's, I didn't. Biden's a crazy man. Biden wants to increase taxes by $4 trillion. This is my argument. What's the difference between Biden and Bernie Sanders? Nothing. What's the difference between Obama and Bernie Sanders? Nothing. What's the difference between Hillary and Bernie Sanders? Nothing. They're all crazy, loony, radical leftists. The difference isn't in what they're proposing to do, their policies. It's their style. Obama and Hillary and Biden try and sound moderate and reasonable. And they act like, you know, nice, America-loving politicians. But they're carrying out Bernie Sanders' policies. This guy wants to raise taxes by $4 trillion. And the biggest part of it is he wants to take the cap off Social Security taxes. That would bury every middle-class, small businessman in America, including Wayne Allyn Root. I'd be destroyed. That'd be the end of Wayne Root. I got to find another country. If you taxed me as a business owner 16% of everything I make instead of just the first 100,000, end of Wayne Allyn Root, end of America, end of small business. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Pay for it. Responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Remember, you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. All my fans send me all my best advice and my best ideas. You inspire me. You motivate me. You give me great creativity. Thank you. WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com. You can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. You can find Wayne Root at Facebook. You can find me at PolitiChatter, @RealWayneRoot, at Parler, @RealWayneRoot. And I want to talk for a minute about Kim Kardashian. I know, Kim Kardashian on a political show, on a conservative political show. But, you know, she's been very nice to Trump and very fair to Trump, and Trump's been good to her, and she appreciates it. And her husband, Kanye West, has been very good to President Trump and has been instrumental, I think, in bringing some of the black community to President Trump. And I can't tell you how important I think it is that President Trump brings the black community to the Republican Party. And so Kim Kardashian visits the White House with four women granted clemency by President Trump and then shares their personal stories. And guess what happens? The liberal media ignores the event. I mean, this is the problem in America today. If some major star, and whether you like it or not, Kim Kardashian's a major star. If some major star brought four African-American women who were let out of prison by Barack Obama to the White House and told their personal stories, it would be the biggest news story in America. It would be on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS on the evening news tonight. It would be on every single news channel in America. And yet, because she's helping President Trump and making him look good, nothing. Crickets. So here's the story. I want to make sure you knew it. Because on my show, you hear the news you don't hear on the mainstream media. Kim Kardashian visited the White House today. Today meaning Thursday, with four women who were granted clemency by President Trump. Tynese Nicole Hall, Crystal Munoz, Judith Negron were nonviolent federal offenders serving long sentences released from prison last month. And she was also joined, Kim Kardashian, by Alice Marie Johnson, who was released from prison and starred in a Super Bowl commercial. Remember that commercial? For President Trump. And so Kardashian posted the personal stories of these women on her Twitter page. And she wrote she was sharing their stories because I didn't hear much about it in the news. You know, if you're a Republican, especially a white Republican hated by the media, and you help release, engineer the release of thousands of black people from prison who are going to serve the rest of their life in prison, it goes unreported. And if you released one black person from prison and you were Barack Obama, it would be the single biggest news story in the United States of America. Here's what Kim Kardashian tweeted out. President Trump commuted the sentences of three really deserving women. I didn't hear much about it in the news, so I wanted to share with you their stories. I have the pleasure of spending the day with these women today, along with Alice Marie Free, who helped to pick these women. So Judith Negron was sentenced to 35 years in prison for conspiring to commit health care fraud. After trial, she received the longest sentence ever given to a female for a white-collar crime. A mother, she left behind two young sons. This was Judith's first ever offense. Tyrese Hall was sentenced to 35 years in prison for a first-time nonviolent drug conspiracy. Her boyfriend used her house for his illegal drug activities. She was only 22 years old when she went to prison and left behind a three-year-old son. Crystal Munoz was sentenced to 20 years in prison for conspiracy to possess and distribute marijuana. Remember, keep in mind now, marijuana is pretty much legal everywhere. She left behind a five-month-old baby. This is 20 years in prison, a five-month-old baby, and she was pregnant with another child. She was shackled by prison guards during the birth of her second daughter. Her case was highlighted in the First Step Act. And so Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner joined all of the women for a photograph. Isn't that nice? At the recommendation of Kim Kardashian, these three mothers were granted clemency by Donald Trump last month and are already using their second chance to pay it forward. So again, I just ask you, how do you ever win when the media ignores everything good that you do and plays up everything bad that, you know, they twist out of context? And let's say you do 10 things and 9 are good. They ignore them. And they focus on the one you did that didn't turn out right. How do you win? And yet Trump's winning. As a matter of fact, today, I looked it up. Today, right before the show, I looked at Rasmussen presidential poll. Trump was at 48%. With everything that's gone on and the coronavirus nightmare, Trump's at 48%, which I guarantee you is 5 points higher than Obama was on the same day of his presidency without any coronavirus. You want proof Trump's doing a great job? Migrant family apprehensions at the border down 92% in February from their May of 2019 peak. So people are not getting across the border. Why? Because Trump managed to twist the arms of Mexico and all those Central American countries, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. And he said, I'm going to cut you off at the knees and I'm going to end all your federal funding unless you put up a human wall with your military or your National Guardsmen. And you're not going to let anybody by. And if you let anybody by, you could say bye-bye to all of our funding, all of our military funding, all of our humanitarian funding. And those countries' economies would have collapsed. And Trump got their attention, and he got their cooperation. And now nobody's getting through. So it's 92% down from its peak a year ago. Great job, President Trump. And that's what I was saying earlier in the show, by the way. Use that same philosophy to fight sanctuary cities. Threaten them, you'll cut off all their money. Not a little tiny grant. All their federal funding. Bring them to their knees, or threaten to bring them to their knees, and they will end sanctuary city policy. All right, up next, as the show ends, a message from my sponsor. My doctor suggests coronavirus. It's traveling the world, and they've got a formula that's proven to be effective in combating virus. Check it out. See you tomorrow.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.